Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone, welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Still here with Olivia. I have this thing at the moment, right, where I'm so gassy at the moment.
Full of gas.
Oh my god, and my girlfriend...
What do you mean? Well, like farting?
Yeah.
No, oh.
The whole time.
Nasty.
Yeah. Do you... I know you're back with your ex, right?
John. Yes.
So you're back with John. Have you guys got over the stage of... that
I'm vegan, so I eat like on average like three portions of beans a day. Like I eat a lot of beans.
Here we go.
A lot of spinach. Spinach
bad.
Cauliflower, broccoli, all that makes you really gassy.
I saw this one, and it's always bringing it up, and it was so funny. You did one of your vlogs, and you went and closed, and you said, I went to the bathroom 7 times a day. Is that normal?
I have such bad digestive problems.
So do I.
I know, it's so annoying. And I love talking about it. And no one cares.
He's exactly
like
that.
Yeah, because if you have it, it's like it's the worst thing in the world.
I know. I've been to so many doctors. I'm like pretty much convinced I'm gluten intolerant, but I refuse to cut out gluten.
But you don't have dairy because obviously you're vegan. Yeah. So you don't have dairy. I tend to stick.
Dairy is the one that gets you.
Oh my!
He's stuck to the loo for a good hour.
It was honestly the worst thing. It's like I had a chronic irrigation. It was honestly just wouldn't. It's awful. True. It's awful. So you're over that stage with John.
Yeah. So I hadn't farted. Actually, one time we went up for Thai on our first date, and I stayed over at his that night, and we fell asleep, all good, and then I woke myself up from farting.
I think I've had that before as well. It's so embarrassing.
And I was like, have I woken him up? Like, I wasn't sure.
Did he wake up?
I don't know. Still to this day, I don't know. And then he moved in with me over lockdown. And I was like, right, if you're living with me, there's no way I can avoid this.
So I just had to let it rip.
Yeah.
Do you have one bathroom?
In where?
So when you moved in with you, was there one bathroom?
Oh, no, because he moved in my family home, so we had like... loads.
Oh, you had loads of them.
Loads. Okay.
We're a big family of shitters.
Yeah. Huge house, loads of bathrooms. Yeah, because there's that moment, right, in any relationship where you suddenly get to that point where you're like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I am going to freaking do this, and they're not going to stop me.
Yeah.
And did you ever...
I think I remember one of my early relationships, so it was like 3 months in, and she was like, no, you know, it's better out than in. And literally about a week later, she was like, you're fucking disgusting. I don't know if I can be in this relationship. I was like, you said it was better out. Fuck you.
But do you have... I don't have boundaries. So I keep the door open. Like, I'm...
But then I sort of
think... I get lonely in the loo sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, I watch TikToks on the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Have you... When was the last time you went to the bathroom without any entertainment?
Oh, my God, no, I couldn't. What would you do?
I know.
He's the same, actually. You love watching baseball.
Baseball. I watch baseball all the time. So I just sit there and watch baseball. I can't. The other day, I was like, oh, my phone's run out of battery. So I was like... Ugh. So I brought my laptop in.
What? On your lap?
Yes. Yeah, I couldn't... It's so bad that we now live in that age where we have to entertain ourselves.
I know.
All the time.
Well, I've got a building like opposite me because I'm like on the 30th.
So you
like,
wave.
Yeah, 30th floor. Like I'm quite high up.
Going for another
so
one.
So I literally sometimes if I don't have, I just stare at people because I can see people. I'm like, can people see me right now? Like on the toilet.
You're staring people out. Like.
There's like offices and all. And I'm like, hi.
How's your memo coming along?
Is that Olivia Neal taking a shit? So you're quite free and open like that, right?
Yeah, but then I start to wonder, like, does your partner even find you attractive anymore when you don't have those boundaries?
Yeah, I was thinking this. It's weird, right? I think when you get so close with someone, you kind of forget if they're hot or not.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You don't...
Bit harsh.
It's not, no. Obviously, look, I mean...
It becomes so familiar.
I know I'm hot, right? I'm fit.
Smoking.
My girlfriend is punching. But, you know, my girlfriend's obviously beautiful, but I forget, like, because you're just, it's like your best mate. So yeah. You kind of forget that sort of attraction. Does that sound right?
Yeah, well, you're with them every day, I guess. So, yeah. So it's so familiar that you forget, I guess.
Until you're like dressed up for dinner and then you're like, oh, okay.
Hey, what's
that's
up?
It.
Yeah.
That's exactly, and then you go, oh, you look really hot.
Mm.
Yeah, see.
Still doesn't happen with Soph, though, even when you put your little suit on.
Tiny little suit.
Tiny little suit for dinner.
Yeah, wearing my little bow tie. That's smart. But so you and John got back together.
Yeah, actually, I was saying to him this morning, I was like, I go to Jimmy Lang's podcast, and he's like, oh, I met him.
Did he?
Yeah, and he's like, I'll send you a video of us.
What?
Yeah.
What's the video?
Yeah.
Oh, God, was I a nice guy? Or I would have been really nice.
I love that you had to quickly.
Well, I would have been really nice. Is it actually? Are you saying?
Fucking Jamie Lang. Oi, oi. There's you.
Oh, where my God. That is
Zanti.
That's with Jack Kemp. It's in Zanti.
Yeah, playing football.
Playing football. Yeah. I remember this.
What? Oh, the Irish boys.
That's... Oh, and I missed.
Oh, there you go.
And I never. There I am, I missed. And I never scored a goal. That's hilarious. That's
so funny.
Small world. That's so
what
funny.
That is crazy.
Yeah. It was only 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. We went to... Did he go to the white party out there? Maybe he didn't.
I'm not sure.
There was a white party out there, and I thought I'd be really cool, so I wore all black. And I turned up, and everyone thought I was a complete helmet. They were like, why have you done that?
Even more than they already would have.
And everyone wore... It was like a uniform. Everyone had white on, but then they had these man bags. You know the man
bags? Oh, yeah. The fanny packs.
Oh, my... Every single person, the whole of them was wearing a fanny pack. They are not cool.
I don't like them.
What's in them? What can you put in there?
I don't know, their phones. What is it? Why do boys wear those things?
Well, girls do as well. So I guess it's like to carry your stuff. Like, what else is a boy going to do with their stuff on a holiday?
Just put it in your pocket. What's wrong with pockets?
Yeah, what do you need in it?
Yeah, true.
Does John wear a fanny pack?
No.
No.
I slipped it off.
No. But you and John are back together because you guys broke up.
Yeah, when I moved to London, we broke up.
That's sad.
Yeah, and then I was like 6 months.
Is he Irish?
Yeah, he's like we went to the same school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, he's Ukrainian.
So right. I
just found it hilarious. It would be some Ukrainian bloke. So you guys broke up because you moved to London,
mm-hmm.
and then you decided to rekindle things.
Yeah, like it was like 6 months in, and I was still just like scrolling through our videos, and I was like, okay, maybe this isn't very healthy. And then I went home for Christmas, and I saw him at a party, and I was like, yeah. We're getting back together.
It's funny how... I always think it's funny how the girls can decide that. Guys don't really have the option to decide it a lot of the time. If you have like a sort of mutual breakup or whatever happens, this sort of... The girl always goes, yeah, I fancy getting back with you right now. And you kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just really missed you. And you become weak in those scenarios, I think.
Yeah.
So... Because you then did a video that I saw... And you were then pretty honest with all of your audience saying, yeah, I just miss him. I want to be back with him.
Yeah, but basically we'd been back together for a few months, but it was like long distance and I couldn't really see him because of COVID. Like I couldn't really fly home. So I didn't want to tell my YouTube until it was also kind of like solidified because I was like, they've gone through one breakup with me. I'm not bringing them through another one. So I waited a bit and then I didn't know how else to like announce it that we were back together. I didn't want to randomly put him in a video being like, holiday with my boyfriend. Everyone like, what the fuck? Like, since when have you got a boyfriend? So I did that video, but we were already back at that point because it was like baking my ex.
Yeah, you're making a cake. Yeah.
To get him back. But we were already back at that point.
You were quite blasé about it. You were just like, you were kind of like, sort of be an Uber fan, but I guess what? Oh, there was this point at like 16 minutes 23. I know, but you were suddenly like, oh, I bake a cake. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting back with him.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's great about you is that you are so relatable in that sense.
Yeah. I have, like, before tried to kind of keep things secret, or, like, not secret as in, like, hide certain parts of my life, and it just never ends well, and I feel weird, and, like...
Yeah, you don't lie.
No.
I guess with YouTube, you kind of have to, like, deliver your whole life.
Yeah. Kind of. It's, like, I've always decided, like, been really open. It would just be weird if I stopped doing it.
Poor John. Does John get hounded at university?
He did. Like, he literally, people, like, loads of girls would come up and, like, sit at his table and, like, not leave him alone for the whole night. And I was like, fuck off. Like, yeah. They'd all send me videos.
He was like, this is sweet.
And they ask him for photos and stuff. And it's like, no, he's like, why am I getting photos? Like, I'm not a YouTuber. But then I made a TikTok. And I was like, everyone stop, please. Because, like, all his uni friends are like, what's going on?
But so, wait, hang on a second. So if you say to your fans, can you please stop doing, then they'll stop?
Kind of, because I'd never said anything about it before, so everyone thought it was fine. But it wasn't until I was like, listen, he's not a YouTuber, like, come up to me, like, literally horn me all you want.
Stay away from my boyfriend.
I know, but I was like, literally, like, on Night Talk, when people come up to me, like, I can spend so long with them, and, like, we always get in, like, big chats and stuff. But I was like, I just feel bad for him, because he doesn't, like, it's not his viewers.
He's probably loving it.
Well,
it's scary, dude. I can't tell you, like, how, like, you what? Get well, living gets, like, you know, you get a million views on some videos, and, like, that's a lot of people. Like, what? Because on YouTube, you won't know this because you're too old for it, but for the likes of me and Livy, who are really young and hip, when you go to YouTube, you have to search you and go to you, and it, you know, you have to really discover you, right, to watch you, unless it comes up in the algorithm, right? But, you know, typically, so it's people, a million people going to your channel to watch you, who like you.
It's definitely harder to get views than TikTok, because you, like, passively get views on TikTok, people scrolling, whereas, like, you actually have to click on videos, I guess, on YouTube.
That's so heat. So John's in these videos, and suddenly he's like, I just want to be a normal kid at university, and then all these people are just coming up to me all the time.
I know. I do. Like, he is kind of used to it. Like, whenever we, like, went, like, the first time and we would vlog, he, like, by the end of it, he, like, was so out of his shell, and he was really funny in my videos. But, like, since we started making videos again, he gets all shy again.
Does he?
Because he's not, like, he's not used to the camera. He's not able to just sit and talk to the camera like I am.
Yeah, but you sit and talk to... Also, you talk so fast. So...
Really?
Oh,
really?
You know, in not a bad way, but there's like a lot of information.
Even like today, do you think I speak quickly?
No, don't. That's what's so, and perhaps maybe it's because you're it's not your YouTube. You're not talking to your camera, right? So everyone sort of behaves differently in different scenarios, right? But you talk so fast on. It's just a lot of information coming out at once, and that's what makes it so endearing.
Yeah, but then people can't understand what I'm saying sometimes. I do speak to. It'd be different if I had like a normal accent. People would be able to understand me if I spoke that quickly. But even I sometimes sit there when I'm editing, and I'm like, "What is this girl saying?"
No idea. She put subtitles on.
What the hell is this person saying?
Even like whenever you press subtitles on YouTube, it's just like gibberish. Like YouTube can't like keep up with me.
That's so funny.
How long does it take to edit some videos?
Usually like 2 hours. I mean, I don't really edit. Like I used to edit a lot. And like
you do all your own editing.
Yeah. So I used to like put loads of effort into it, but I would just do like all these bits, and I was like, that's not even me. Like I'd rather just like less edited videos.
Yeah. Because that makes it more normal, right? And more natural.
Like more like a FaceTime. Because I prefer like whenever I watch YouTubers, I want to feel like I'm on FaceTime to them in a way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is where you've got the idea for it. And maybe it's because you were such a fan of YouTubers and stuff like that you knew what you liked, and so then you replicated that.
Yeah.
And then put it out there. Because you do your carpool karaoke. You know every lyric to every song.
Well, I only play the songs that I know the lyrics to.
Can you sing?
No.
No. She goes around in her car doing this carpool karaoke and just sing.
Do you get people to come in as well?
No.
You're just on your
own. I don't really do videos with other people. Sometimes I'll put like John in a few if I'm like vlogging a trip or something. But no, I don't really. They're mostly all on my own.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But do you, so many questions coming your way. I just find it so fascinating. Do you feel the pressure? Because if you don't upload a video, mm-hmm. or if you are like a certain way, if you're feeling maybe tired, like that, your audience know it straight away.
Yeah. Well, sometimes like I filmed a video once and I was just like, stuff had happened, not even stuff, just like, you know, friends like fighting, not like my close friends, but just random stuff like slightly got me down. And I filmed this video and I was like, I could even just tell like my vibes were off, and I was like, I'm not even gonna post it. I like put so much effort in, filmed for like the full day, edited the full thing for like 4 hours because it was a long video. Oh, no. And I was like, no, I just like binned it.
Really?
Yeah, because I'd rather just like skip a week of uploading than posting something that like people can tell I'm like forcing. One time I had,
yes.
Yeah, one time when me and John broke up the first time, I moved to London for 2 weeks and then had to come back to get my A-level results. And
were they good?
3 Bs.
That's what I got.
Really? Yeah. And I did maths and physics, which was rough, so I was quite happy with that.
Yeah, I did drama and I got BCD.
You just did drama.
Yeah, no, I did drama, philosophy and English.
I did drama as well.
Did you? What mm-hmm. did you get?
B
obviously. Yeah. But my coursework was really bad.
Yeah, I hated coursework. Yeah, I just like the practical.
Yeah, the practical.
What did you do for coursework in drama?
Like write about a play or
yeah.
whatever. It's really, and then I went to Leeds University to study. To study acting. And
that's
I got there.
Life really started for you.
There was no acting. It was all written work. They were like, oh, what would it be like to do a play on a bus? I was like, I don't give a fuck. I want to act. There was no acting. It was bizarre.
Let me act.
Let me on the stage. Let me act. So you went back to Ireland to get your A-level results and...
And I basically was like, okay, I've had 2 weeks single, like, John, can we get back together? And he was like, no. And I had a full-on breakdown. Like, I couldn't even pick up my results. So that was the night before I got my results.
Oh, shit.
Which is completely fair enough for him to say no. Like, we'd broken up, like, 2 weeks before. And
hang on, I'm going to put it out there. It's so unfair that... See, this is where women hold the power. You break up and they're like, no, can we get back? And then you're like, he's like, no, because I got really hurt or whatever. And you then break down. And he's like, oh God, now I feel... So you use the emotional side.
And my dad had to go pick up my A-level results for me because I had like these big swollen eyes. I looked like I'd been stung by a wasp or something. And I was like, I'm not letting anyone... Because I'd just moved to London and I was like pretending I was so happy. I was like, I'm not letting anyone see me like this.
I'm so happy. Can't see out of your eyes.
I love London. It's so driving around singing sad songs.
And then my manager texted me. I was like, just to let you know, like, you've got a brand deal in, like, for today. It needs to be in today.
Feel better now.
Yeah.
How are those eyes coming on?
I know. I was like, please, I can't do this. And she was like, you have to. So I had to get up and film a full... Like, that was the only time I've, like, properly faked being happy in a video.
Wow.
That's hard, having to do that. Like, hey, my God, I'm having a good time.
Well, to be fair, I did address that I had a mental breakdown because I was like, hey, guys, welcome back to my job.
Like, they couldn't... Not looking at the camera. Oh, shit.
Just the back of your head.
So like people could definitely tell I was not doing well in that video, but like it just felt so fake, like I was like properly faking it.
But never lose that, by the way. Like honestly, that's a really good to be authentic and real in anything that that people do, whether you're setting up a brand or friendship or whatever it is. It's so important to be authentic, and I think, you know, I definitely fell in the category for a while for probably not being as authentic, and it eats you up.
Slight understatement. Okay, yeah. The guy was so false. Oh my God.
No, I was not. Shut up.
Big people pleaser.
Yeah, I was a big people pleaser.
Would say anything in the moment to please that person. Yeah. And then as soon as he's left them, completely go against what he said.
Yeah, I would people please. And then it's a really bad thing to people please.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Because you end up not pleasing anyone.
You please no one. You upset actually everyone. And so, yeah, always stay. That's a really great thing to be, I think. Always stay authentic. So you and John are back to this is just epic. I love it. So your fans are getting crazy about that. And then you've got your house in Ireland, which is right next to your parents' house.
Yeah.
It? Which is, Olivia's actually like, I imagine you're like, the big city, the lights, London, here I come. And then you buy your
after
house.
2 weeks.
Yeah. It got to like January. I was like, okay, that's enough.
I've had enough of this. Yeah.
I really like London, but I think I don't really like living here so much. Like, I prefer coming over here for a week for work and then go leaving again.
Yeah, because you get the, you get the beaches and the, do you have beaches in Belfast?
Yeah.
Is there a beach in Belfast?
Yeah. No, and I've got a holiday home. John has a holiday, like a really nice holiday home, like on the beach. Really? It's got a boat. Like, it's just so like wholesome. Like, all my family are there.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. I just,
I met someone the other day who, she was from Canada, and she said, I think London's a very tricky place to live. Mm-hmm. Especially if you've lived here all the time. I've pretty much lived in London my life, so I don't notice as much. Yeah. But if you go away from London and come back, you notice it. Or if you're a foreigner and you come and you realise how full on and hectic London is.
Yeah.
It's lonely, it's pretty full on, it's lots of different things, and there's, it's like a rat race all the time.
Yeah.
To achieve what? You know, you said this actually, mate, that we're conned almost.
Yeah, it is really tough. There's no space. We've got to like fight to get on the tube. It's just like, yeah. I quite want to move to the countryside at some stage. I think we should. Let's move to Belfast.
Yeah.
We were talking about setting up a commune, weren't we?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Buying a plot of land
and just doing it, mm-hmm. and then just having that being
planting some aubergines.
The greatest thing I've ever had, I'm going to just chuck it out there, is something called Profilo. Honestly, it was just the most amazing. It's basically
you keep talking. I want to go get this.
It's so good. So I had this thing done. Shout out to anyone who's done it before. Listen, if you're listening to this and you're much younger, don't go and get it because you don't need it. But if you're, you know, if you're reaching your 30s, like I'm nearly there, go. There's something called Profilo, which is basically just injections in your face, and it's basically like a, it's like a, what is it like? It's like a facial. So basically, just it produces, makes your body produce natural collagen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you just look really fresh. It's unbelievable.
When did you have it?
I haven't had it for a while.
Must have been a while back.
it was a while back. Lockdown really hit me hard. But yeah, that was one of the best things I've ever done.
They do.
Book me in. I want to go.
Yeah, they say you should start getting preventative Botox at 21. And I'm like, God.
I think that's a good idea.
I think that's a marketing point.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
This is interesting. Do you know why people wear wedding rings?
Why?
De Beers had a campaign in 1906 or 1916, which was how to make 3 months' salary last a lifetime, and it was a diamond ring on a wedding finger.
They
and
came up with, and that's why diamonds are a girl's best friend as well.
Maybe they did, but that's what they said. How to make? That's why people say 3 months is your 3 months' salary to pay for a wedding ring, right? And a diamond. So without De Beers' marketing, diamonds were never wedding. They would never buy it for a wedding ring, an engagement ring.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What does that have to do with Botox?
Marketing.
No, because it was the marketing behind it.
Got you.
So you're saying that you're going to go and get Botox?
No, I was just saying, maybe when I'm 22, I'll think.
22. When you're over the suggested age.
I still got 3 years to go before I start getting wrinkles.
You won't get wrinkles. You won't do it. You'll be fine. My grandmother has great skin, so I'm going to be okay forever.
Does she get Botox?
No, she doesn't. I don't know. She's like 94. She might
be high end. She does.
Honestly, when I'm older, I'm going to honestly look like Michael Douglas. I'm going to scare my kids when I pick them up at school. I'm going to have so many facelifts, it's going to be frightening.
Or John Travolta. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He looks good.
He's in Scientology, isn't he?
He loves Scientology.
Wait, before we get, are you a conspiracy theorist?
Well, yeah, but not. I'm not like a mad one, but like, I do think.
What's your most nuts conspiracy theory?
Oh God, don't put me on the spot. I just don't believe in anything.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, but I'm like,
is this a table?
There's so much stuff that goes on. I think after watching the Jeffrey Epstein thing, it really made me question everything. I was like, if this guy can get away with all that, then like God knows what's happening.
Yeah, that is
Jamie's
true.
Jamie's got a documentary coming out about him, actually.
Yeah, but I get away with everything. So do you think, so simulation, have you heard that one? Are we living in a simulation?
Oh no, I don't really believe in that.
Yeah, good. That one's scary. You,
I'm
you're,
slowly starting
oh,
to get
over it, Mitch.
Slowly starting to think we do.
But who cares if we do anyway?
I know, just get on with it.
I know. That's why, like, I don't know how to phrase this. I just, like, don't care what happens because I'm like, you know, when people are like, oh, we want to, like, invent this and discover this. Yeah. I'm like, who cares? Like, we're literally going to be dead in a few years. And, like, none of it matters.
That's the spirit.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm
tell
so
all,
like
tell all
that.
Your followers.
It's so negative.
No, it's not.
Put down your pens.
Mitch said to me once, I was talking to him and he said, yeah, but you can. I said something like, I don't know. Oh, I want to sell, you know, I want to do this with my sweet company. And he went, but you can think the other side of it. What's the point? And I went, what do you mean? He goes, think about it. What's the point?
Really, if you actually sit down and think about it, what is the point?
Oh my god. I keep calling you Liv, but your name is Olivia, and Liv, but we've nicknamed you Liv for today. Fine. So to everyone who's listening, you can call Olivia now Liv, because we've nicknamed her that. I just want to say, we're huge fans of you here, and you're going to just kill it. You really are. You're going to kill it, and we can't wait to watch you killing it. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dude, it's
I'm
going to
start watching YouTube now.
Thanks.
I'm tuning in.
Yeah, listen, to everyone who's listening now, go and check out Olivia's YouTube channel, her Instagram, your clothing line.
Oh yeah, with Mortel.
I thought you were just saying me.
Can we get any freebies?
Don't think you'd
get into it. Squeeze into a little.
Yeah, they look like your style.
Yeah.
Nice crop top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks freaking great. Have you had a fun time?
Yes, I've loved it. Oh, thank you so much.
There we go. All right, team. All right, everybody. Listen, Olivia, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
None of it matters.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Oh god, I really don't have anything inspirational. I've never been asked that.
What's the point?
Yeah, we're all gonna die in a few years.
Yeah, that's it. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Bye
bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.